air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday is the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the bridge crossing Jubilee celebrations this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday and the Selma to Montgomery March. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is scheduled for 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. Those are your news headlines this morning. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24 41511 Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. Reminder, Thursday is also great for Fresh Market. They have the roaster chicken, which is normally $7.99 for $5 on Thursdays only. Put a little bit of Yukon mashed potatoes, some cheese and gravy on there, and it is awesome. Doing that for sure tonight. And maybe I'll get my little coupon from Pizza Hut, where they give me 50% off an online order.
Yummy.
I know. Let me tell you, I get the Supreme Medium, which is normally a $16 plus pizza. It's got 7 toppings on it. It's got everything you can imagine for $8. I get 3 meals out of that bad boy. With Corona, doing my part to stop the virus. Let's do this. Let's go to Tony Katz, talk show host in Indiana. He's going to now move to Pelosi and AOC. Remember, he was talking about that Pelosi is embracing Bernie because she didn't really have a choice. Listen in.
Remember, who is Bernie Sanders' biggest supporter in Congress? That's AOC. And the last thing Nancy Pelosi needs is to suddenly have AOC go after her again in primary season.
Yeah, but AOC is already going after her. This whole thing she's doing with her change, whatever it is, PAC, where she's giving money to progressive Democrats, quote unquote, to challenge incumbent Democrats. She's blowing up the system from the inside. The Democratic Party can't stand her, like they can't stand Bernie Sanders, and they can't stop him. This is really the Nancy Pelosi just rolling over on her back and showing you the other side of her belly. She has given up. That's obvious.
Well, I remember back and showing the other side of this. That was a visual I couldn't really quite handle in that. Scary. Okay, so Tony Katz, similarities of Mayor Pete and Obama, and he actually does head-to-head audio in here.
Now, you're from Indiana. You're familiar with Mayor Pete, as the country has been. Well, there's been some analysis recently of his speeches and how similar they are to a former president. Take a look at this. We're going to get you to react.
A certain audacity to this announcement.
I recognize the audacity.
And church basements and in our schools.
Reaching into church basements and barbershops, into universities.
Light shining as a beacon to the world.
Country we love shines as a beacon around the world.
And if a voice can change a room, it can change a city. And if it can change a city, it can change a state. And if it can change a state, it can change a nation.
And if we can light up a neighborhood, then we can light up a city. And if we can light up a city, we can light up this whole country.
Tony, it worked for Barack Obama. Why not?
It is so good. I forget the name of the group that put that together, but all the kudos in the world. That is spectacular. But we have been discussing it. Even Pete Buttigieg acknowledged in the last debate there in Charleston, some people call me unflappable. Well, first, who refers to himself as unflappable? And second, it's so obvious that he wants to be known as this Obama cool character, but really people know him now kind of as this fraud. Like, he's lied about all the black support in South Carolina from business owners or from civic leaders, which he doesn't have. He lies about what's happened in really in South Bend when the residents of South Bend tell you this isn't a good place. You've got the Reverend Sylvester Williams, who on multiple occasions referred to the fact that Pete Buttigieg has no heart. This is a made-for-TV candidate. He just ain't made for the Oval Office.
It's almost like he just sat there at home and watched videos of Barack Obama's speeches and then took notes.
Listen.
Some quarterbacks study the tape, and so did Pete Buttigieg, and he did everything but figure out how to sing Amazing Grace.
Remember when he did that in Charleston?
Yeah, I picked up on the similarity with just cadence a while ago. I didn't know he was using the exact same language, though.
Well, it's all that speak of unity and higher purpose and all that kind of stuff, and that's really what he's been about. That's why I think he caught on. And that he wasn't into Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, break it type stuff. But his problem is his day's gone now. I mean, I don't think he's going to do well in South Carolina. He didn't have any money for Super Tuesday. So, as I've said a while last week, I guess, by the time we get to the end of March, Amy's going to be around, Pete's going to be around. If they're playing... They're playing just for the postage stamps, not for anything else. Okay, two interesting parts. Now, first, I'm going to start out with CBS did a piece on Trump and black voters. Now, the way they start out and the way they end are two different things. But let's do the starting out part.
Voters in South Carolina head to the polls this Saturday for the state's critical primary. The Democratic candidates have been vying for the black vote, which is expected to make up about 60% of the electorate in that contest. President Trump's campaign announced yesterday they are opening 15 so-called black voices for Trump offices around the country to woo black voters. The president will have a rally there tomorrow in South Carolina. Our national correspondent, Jerika Duncan, spoke to some of the voters there. Jerika, good morning to you. What did they tell you?
Well, we know that President Trump has emphasized for the last few years that he has done a lot for people in the black community, often citing the lowest unemployment numbers for African Americans ever. So we traveled to South Carolina to better understand what some black voters there are feeling.
African American communities have suffered under Democratic control. To those I say the following.
Remember this?
What do you have to lose?
President Trump's plea to African American voters began in the summer of 2016, and it has grown even stronger as we approach Election Day.
I have been working to build an unlimited future for African-American communities.
Robert Baker, who works as a corporate trainer in the mortgage industry, agrees.
We have, for sure, the lowest African-American unemployment in history. When I saw the economy get better, I noticed my 401ks. First thing I said, 401k begins to grow. The stock market is growing.
Okay. As a former Democrat, now a Trump supporter. So now we're going to go to the other side of this equation and see a different experience from people. This is CBS.
Tanya Isaac says she's having a different experience. She works part-time as a home health care aide and is on public assistance.
You have an endless cycle of when you get this good job, then your rent goes up, then your food stamps are cut, then your child care is cut.
Adolphus Belk Jr. is a professor of political science and African American studies at Winthrop University in South Carolina.
The gap between white and black homeowners is greater now than it was since before the Fair Housing Act of 1968 when segregation was legal.
What does that say when you look at the big picture of the economy as it relates to black people?
It's one of the reasons why we have to examine multiple indicators of socioeconomic well-being to get a sense of where people really are.
A recent poll found 84% of black voters disapprove of President Trump's job in office. And according to a January Washington Post Ipsos poll, 83% of black Americans believe the president is a racist.
You believe the president has made racist remarks, but you do not believe he is a racist.
Well, I've called white people honky. I ain't racist.
The way that he talks, the way the things that he has said has pushed people to the point that they feel that they can just say and do whatever they want without any repercussions.
Do you think the president's racist?
Yes, I do.
That's a bad place to start. And when somebody's a home health care worker, they're basically sitting at somebody's house for 10 hours a day as a, you know, convalescent care.
What she described, though, that woman in that clip, is exactly what conservatives, people like Milton Friedman, have been describing for decades, is the welfare trap. That if you do better, then you lose all these benefits. So you're not better off if you are on your own. You're better off in the sense that you're making it on your own. But if you look at just the number, why go be better on my own if I'm losing all these benefits? And that is a logical position.
Well, and Reagan came up with the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Right.
And the problem is what people do is they underreport their income on purpose so they can stay at certain levels. And they're actually getting that income plus some income they're not reporting plus all the benefits.
Right. And it's interesting, like, home ownership being a measure of wealth. Like, I don't own a home, and, like, I don't
know. Let me tell you something. That was nothing but a canard there.
You're right.
The homes that were being owned before, when segregation was there,
were
a house that you would buy for $500. That's a total misrepresentation of the fact.
And I've too often gotten on this rabbit hole, especially online, of relative measures of wealth and relative measures of poverty as opposed to absolute measures of poverty and absolute measures of wealth. And I could really, when I look at my own life, I'm really more comparing myself to who I was yesterday and last year.
Yeah, that's exactly what you should be doing.
I really could give a darn what Dan and what Greg's making and what the doctor across the street's making. And like, that's not my life. Why should I care about
it? And
that?
Being a financial advisor, and when American Express had one of the first black CEOs in America, and when he came in, he asked a group of us, said, I want you guys, we'll give you bonus points if you'll go in and help people that are in need. And the difficulty is, and as he said, people are not saving it the way. So what you do is you take a person. Are you putting money away every single month in some type of savings account or investment account? And if you're African-American, you're probably not. Not because you can't. It's because you choose something else versus that. And it's just part of what we call the money management part of things. They've never been skilled on what money management really is all about. And pay yourself first is the first line in money management. You gotta, even if you just put $40 a month in, just do something where you're paying yourself first. That's why you're not building wealth. Bill, hang on. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery.
Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
C Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue, and March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am doing well. It is a beautiful day out.
I know. You're talking to two guys in an attic.
I'm sorry. We need to come put y'all a skylight in.
Or a balcony. We'd love a deck. Wouldn't we love a deck?
Oh, yes.
Well, y'all would be out there watching traffic then.
So. No, what we'd do is we'd be doing a radio show. We'd have a grill going. Mm-hmm. We'd have a cooler. We'd have lounge chairs.
We'd have people
drop in and just, you know, come in and chat with us. It'd
drinks
be
with little umbrellas.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Girls in bikinis.
Maybe y'all need to start doing this as a remote.
Yeah, there you go. I mean...
On that last clip you played,
yeah,
that is a great clip to demonstrate. Well,
you broke up right when you said the last sentence, last part. Bill, did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Try it again.
It's a great example of welfare mentality.
Yep.
Why should I work for $400 a week when I can sit at home and get $200 free? Free money.
Yeah, or why should I actually report my income correctly or get a better job, and they report my income correctly, than doing what I'm doing and taking the benefits, plus something on the table, plus I get earned income tax credit.
Well, until our government officials figure out how to solve that, unfortunately, there will always be a portion of our society who do not contribute.
Well, the people that in our society that are contributing, is the problem is they're also taking things, and I dare say illicitly, particularly on the reporting, not reporting. In her world of healthcare services, where you can go in and work for somebody and they're going to pay you $80 a day and you're going to go there for 8 hours. This is your business. They're going to sit there and make sure you don't fall. And if you need something, they're going to be there. And are they going to report all that? Or do they work in a reported W-2 income for about 6 months? They get that. They report that. And then everything from that point on, if they leave, is under the table.
Well, it's one of those things that I don't know what the answer is. I used to think you could take those people and re-educate them to do something different. But the fact is it's like throwing a boomerang. The further, the harder you throw it, it just keeps coming back to you. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but it is definitely a drain on our system. And if you really want to look at the microcosm it creates, the people that really need the benefits that aren't available, that is the whole question right there. Is how do you get those people out of it that are absorbing the biggest part of it that could really be doing for themselves?
I had, I was talking about Ameriprise and what we did a while back and helping folks. And I was helping this lady, and she was working, and I noticed from her W-2 that she earned X amount of money. And she told me what she did. She told me how much she made. I said, well, that's only $9,000. And said, what happened to the rest of the money? I said, oh, I quit because if I would have made too much money, they would have taken my benefits away.
Yeah.
She quit.
Exactly.
And what she did is she started working for money under the table.
Yeah, I see it. I see it day in and day out.
Yeah.
I mean, you would not believe how much of this I see. And, you know,
particularly
it's like,
in your business.
It's like, how do you get people to understand that someday you're going to want to draw Social Security, and you've spent 40 years of your life avoiding that system? So now what are you going to do? And the answer to that is before you get to the age of retirement, you go on Social Security disability.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They go on Social Security disability. Also, the way the Social Security system works is that if you worked at a job that you made $8 an hour for 40 years, you are basically, as a percentage of income that you put in and that you made that you're getting out of your retirement, is much higher than the guy who earned $45,000 for that same period of time by percentage of income.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting, but that's also the people that are going to support people like Bernie Sanders and the socialist people who are continuing to tell them, you can get all this for free.
Yeah.
All you got to do is vote for me.
Yeah, well, when Nancy Pelosi was talking about Ronald Reagan, what he said in 1966, is actually was true, because what people did is they became subservient to the situation, and they were basically living off the dole of the government, and they're still doing it to this very day. They just are the smart. They're very smart when it comes to how to game the system. Very smart.
Well, I appreciate you letting me.
Thank you.
Chime in my two cents.
Appreciate it. Let me go to a break. Cheryl, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responding to President Trump's attacks against her over the coronavirus threat.
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name-calling or playing politics. The first step the Congress must take is to ensure that the government has the resources needed to combat this deadly virus and keep Americans safe.
The president downplaying a threat of an American outbreak despite federal health officials warning it's inevitable the virus will spread in the U.S. Another sell-off on Wall Street. U.S. indexes sharply lower today over renewed concerns over the coronavirus. The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee remains closed today following yesterday's deadly mass shooting.
Five people shot and killed by a 51-year-old former employee who was fired Wednesday and who killed himself. Police believe the suspect acted alone.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday is the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We just saw the new Jeff Sessions ad against Tommy Tuberville. That one's going to be a little more difficult to explain because the other tape was inconclusive to me.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go. Y'all will be hearing this tonight. If you watch WSFA, I feel confident it will be on there. Cheryl, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
Cheryl, how are you today, my dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so good. I can't even stand it. I wish I was outside. I wish it was 10 degrees warmer.
Well, first, I'm going to tell you I'm a first-time caller.
You are?
I am.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have to ask you questions.
Okay.
What type of work do you do?
I work in the government.
Federal, state, county?
CIA.
Federal.
Federal government. I'm here to help you. How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, probably about 10 years.
Long time.
Long time.
That is outstanding. So how do you like it so far?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Good.
But you might get mad at me because I'm going to get you to change the subject.
You can as I always say, you can change it wherever you want to. Now, Cheryl, give me your month and day of birth.
10/21.
We're going to put your name in not once but twice into the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have. Just once. But I live in Prattville, so it's not real convenient for me.
Well, you got to go down there. You know why? Because it's so good.
I'd go if I want.
You better. Okay, so what's on your mind today?
I would like for you to go over the amendment that's going to be on the ballot.
Can you wait until tomorrow?
Is that when it is? Okay. Because I know they use tricky wording and, you know, trying to get you to think if you're voting one way when actually you're voting totally opposite of what you want to vote for.
Of course.
So I would like to know where the bombs are, you know. If you know what I'm saying? I want to know what to watch for on the amendment.
Well, I'm going to do legislative roundtable tomorrow with Will Barfoot and hopefully Reed Ingram, and we're going to do a precursory on the amendments tomorrow and on Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure would appreciate it, and I appreciate you putting me in for the drawing.
Well, I appreciate you calling today, and I really appreciate you listening.
But I'll be listening tomorrow for sure.
There you go, because we'll do that on the amendments, and then we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket at what time?
2:30, 2:45.
Cheryl listens to the show.
Well, Cheryl,
I've been listening a long time.
You said for 10 years, but is it just the show you've been listening in on for 10 years, or just Dan and I's lives in general, given where you are?
I'm with the government. I'm here to help you, Joey. Cheryl, thank you so much for the telephone call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. People just never want to tell us what they do in government.
I know.
Because then they make it feel like they get outed.
Yeah.
I had somebody who I know pretty well and who listens to the show. She works in government. And had a call, and she recognized the voice. And all she said is that she worked in government. So my friend went to her office and said, "You were just on the Dan Moore show." And she had this kind of stunned look. Said, "You too?" Said, "Oh, listen, every day. Every day." So we're good pals anyhow. Okay, let's finish this because we have a black pastor who we want to also give. This is Trump and black voters and the numbers and the turnaround. Listen to this.
And while Tanya and Robert disagree on who should be president, both say they're concerned about the obvious deep divisions that exist.
You said something interesting about what your 13-year-old daughter said to you.
Yeah.
What did she say that was so concerning?
So we're upstairs talking in the bedroom. I'm letting her know CBS is coming to interview your dad as a African-American Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Daddy, is somebody going to want to kill you?" It's we're in a bad place.
When you hear of a young girl concerned about her father because he's expressing how he feels politically, what do you think about that?
It shouldn't be. She shouldn't have to worry. But the sad truth is because of our president, it is a divide.
8% of black voters voted for President Trump in 2016, according to a CBS News exit poll. Robert Baker, who you heard from, was not one of them. He actually called himself a never, ever Trumper who voted for a third party candidate. Baker says he changed his mind when he saw the positive impact that Trump had on the economy.
I'm glad he's doing well economically.
Yeah,
as
he
you
is.
Saw from
yeah.
the stories earlier this morning, it's not extending to everybody.
And it's not just that one or two things to look at. And that's what Professor Belk was explaining. When you look at home ownership, when you look at wealth disparity, there's still a lot of things that you can't say, oh, everybody's doing much better. He highlighted that obviously in the piece. But it will be interesting because you have more African-American men that also support Trump and fewer African-American women.
And let me tell you what's going to happen here. When they take the 83% of the African-American community think that Donald Trump is a racist, which I think is a total bogus. That is, you drank the Kool-Aid, you've been listening to the wrong people, you're not independently thinking about this whole thing. But the key is going to be, of the 17% that don't, what percentage of those people are going to get out and vote?
Mm.
And when you take the number and you aggregated in there, of the 87%, you're going to have roughly half of those that are not going to get out and vote, period. And then of those that don't think that he's a racist, I think you're going to have a much higher percentage that are going to vote, and that's going to be the difference. I'm with Tim Scott and others that have said, I think he'll be at 12% minimum, but I think it's more likely going to be at 15% unless something happens to the economy.
Well, and they can throw out all the economic inequality disparity numbers they want, home ownership, all they want. It goes back
That's a proactive thing for the individual.
Right. It goes back to the brilliance of your former bosses, your former presidents. Question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's about how you are compared to, are now to how you were 4 years ago.
And that is exactly the comparison that Trump's going to be doing. Let's go to the phone and go to Eddie. Eddie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Dan, how are you guys doing today?
We're good. Aren't we good?
We're
good.
I haven't got to hear most of the show today because I've been out selling houses, but I wanted to tell you, I met one of your biggest fans today. What? I was out looking at a piece of property. His name is Al Height, lives out on the river. I don't know if you remember Al Height Outdoors. He used to have a show here in Montgomery. I think it was based out of Montgomery, but an outdoor show.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. I knew his brother.
It's so funny. When I met him, I sat there and stared at him for a good 10 seconds before I finally said, "Man, your face and your voice is so familiar." And then he said, "You ever heard of Al Height Outdoors?" I about come unglued. But anyway, he said he listens to you every day.
He's a great guy. He and his brother are great folks.
Super people. It was like meeting a hero. But I did want to ask you something else about the African-American vote, Dan.
Please.
How many, and I didn't get to catch it, so you might have mentioned it, but how many or what percentage of the African-American vote is going to vote for Trump but not admit to it? Kind of keep that under their hat.
Yeah, well.
Is that even a measurable?
I don't think it's measurable. The way they caught the 8% number last time was from exit polling, and that's how they're going to do it this time. They're going to talk to somebody that comes out of the voting booth, and they're going to ask them a question. Now, how many of those don't tell the truth? I don't know that.
Yeah, that's what my question was. And I really feel most people, black, white, purple, yellow, don't matter. I think they're better off now than they have been in a long time. They are going to pull the Trump lever down, but I don't know how many people are going to brag about it.
I agree with that. And as, part of, as part of the brainwashing that has happened, particularly in the media.
Yeah, and it really goes back to that, to me, it reminds me of that no snitching thing. It's a culture-type deal, but it only hurts the community.
Yeah.
So I'll never understand it. But anyway, love you guys' show. Joey, hello. You guys have a great day, Dan.
Thanks, Eddie. Congratulations on the sale.
Hey, thank you, buddy. We'll see you.
He's a good guy. Our Eddie. You want to put that up, or should we? R.L.?
R.L., yes.
R.L., how are you today?
So far, so good.
That's good. What's up?
I've got a question. Several years ago, when the Welfare Department actually got started, it was the WPA, correct?
You're back in 1968 now.
Yes, but they worked for what they got, and then they had to go and stand in line to get surplus stuff. Today they have made it so easy because it's embarrassing for somebody that's on welfare to really get out and try to get a job, like y'all said a while ago. Why is that?
That's a great question, and the answer to that is they went from food stamps, because food stamps were seen as something derogatory. They actually went to the EBT card, so that person looks like me when I'm paying for something at Publix, and you don't know it's an EBT card.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's a service station, one of the service station stores on the side asked me the other day, said, do you know what the EBT stands for? Do you?
Let's see if I can remember what it is.
Everybody but taxpayers.
Okay, I fell for that one, didn't I?
Yeah, but I would like to get my name in on the drawing this week.
Do you want the name R.L. or do you want your real name?
My real name be fine, Larry Smith.
Larry, give me your month and day of birth.
7/16.
Don't give me a year. Larry, you're in, buddy. When do we do that drawing?
Between 2:30 and 2:45.
What's in that gift basket, Larry?
You have a great day, sir.
Thank you. He didn't want to answer that question. Going to a break, coming back. Have a black pastor. Interesting story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rats, we just broke an important barrier on the stock market again. Now down below 26,000, down 991 points, 96, 98. I say we hit 1,000. Whoops, just hit 1,000. One, gonna teeter back and forth there. Let's go to this black pastor talking about his change to Trump.
Well, Democrats descending on South Carolina as the crucial presidential primary looms, and it is a make-or-break state where black voters are expected to cast up to two-thirds of the ballots. And Joe Biden, who once held a strong lead, finds his surge there is shrinking. So which candidate has the upper hand heading into Saturday's contest? President of Operation Reset and former South Carolina congressional candidate Pastor Mark Burns joins me now live to weigh in. So first of all, let people know a little bit about your background. You were actually a lifelong Democrat before you met President Trump. Is that true? And what changed?
Absolutely. Well, you know, again, I was a lifelong Democrat. It's very public. I voted for President Obama twice. I'm proud to see our first African-American president. But when it was until I met President Donald Trump in New York about two, 3 weeks after he, you know, declared his presidency, that he showed me the importance of, you know, the black community and how the Democratic Party has really used our vote and how now his policies, when he would be elected, is going to change the lives of black American low-income families. Mm-hmm. And he's proven that today, that everything that he's done is proven to be a blessing to the black community in America.
That is a thing that is so different to Trump than anybody else. I don't ever remember true for life, real for life black pastors who have not a little cabin church, but an actual church that were so in for a candidate. Mitt Romney didn't have it. John McCain didn't have it. Bob Dole didn't have it. Reagan had a little bit of it, but he had more of the higher echelon type thing. George Bush W. didn't have it for sure. And Trump is doing it. This guy is great. Listen to the second part of this thing. Talks about Biden and Mayor Pete in the general election. Listen to the undertone here.
First, let's talk about the primary coming up on Saturday, and we can take a look at this poll, and you would be able to answer whether or not you think this is true. Amongst the candidates right now, the Democratic candidates, who understands the needs and problems of black voters a lot was the question here, and Biden coming in 57%, Steyer 48%, and Sanders 41%. So this is a make-or-break state for Biden. Do you agree with this poll, and why do you think the voters there, the Democratic voters, feel this way?
Well, I agree with this poll. I mean, again, you got to understand, black Americans are extremely loyal to President Obama. And so President Biden has a strong connection, clearly, to President Obama. The fact of the matter is, just yesterday, President Obama released a statement condemning South Carolina TV stations for running a Trump ad, condemning, using President Obama's voice and attacking Joe Biden. So it is clear that President Obama swooped in to remind the black voters of South Carolina that Joe Biden is still his man, and that we need to be rallying behind him to support the black vote. Tom Steyer has spent a lot of money on the ground here in South Carolina within the black communities. And so, I mean, clearly black folks are realizing that, you know, if Joe Biden doesn't win, he needs to win strong in order to continue his race, that Tom Steyer could be a clear second choice. You know, the fact of the matter is Bernie is scary to a lot of black people. I mean, you know, Bernie talks a big game, but the fact of the matter is he doesn't really show how he's going to actually get these things done. And black people feel like, once again, if they choose Bernie, Bernie Sanders, they get in all these promises but get let down like they always have in the past, which is why Donald Trump is surging with black votes in America, because he is proving that he is actually doing what he said he's going to do.
And he's not the only guy that's out there like this. Okay, so the last part of this, and he talks about the fact that Biden, this is Biden and Mayor Pete. You're going to hear the undertone of Mayor Pete's gayness.
And let's get into that then. In terms of the general election, who would voters in South Carolina support in the general election with President Trump on the ticket? Let me word that a different way. Well, the Democratic choices, who would have the best choice running up against President Trump in South Carolina? And as we, you know, talk about that, let's talk about what happened in 2016, where we had Hillary Clinton coming in at 89% and President Trump at 8%. Do you think that it's possible it would be that lopsided this time around?
What I do know is this, the fact of the matter is, if Joe Biden is the nominee, black voters are going to vote, especially black South Carolina voters, they're going to vote for Joe Biden, okay? They wouldn't vote for Pete Buttigieg. The fact of the matter is, this is the Deep South, this is the Bible Belt, and many black Americans are questioning, and we don't talk about it, but the fact is, his sexual orientation is a big challenge for many black leaders in the Southern Belt. Again, if Joe Biden's a nominee, black voters are going to vote for Joe Biden. But the fact of the matter is, President Trump is surging without crazy numbers within the black community. The fact is, black households' income have increased 2.6% in 2018. That's the highest level in 20 years. Black poverty rate has hit a new record low at 20.8% in 2018. That means, Heather, over 350,000 black Americans are now no longer living in poverty under a President Trump. Even the failing New York Times just admitted that
his numbers are increasing. They talk over each other too much, and that's why I had to back that. Joey, we have 2.5 minutes left.
I know.
We're going to save the Bernie Sanders piece, his interview, which is, we got on the socialist thing. The more we can hear from Bernie, the worse Bernie's going to do, I can tell you that.
Yes.
We'll give you Lee Smith tomorrow, too. He talking about that. U.S. have been influencing other country elections for a long, long time. We'll have Legislative Roundtable, Will Barfoot, and hopefully Reed Ingram tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Listen in. Now, I'll be going over some of the amendments tomorrow and Monday, and kind of getting you guys ready for Super Tuesday. Saturday is going to be a big day with South Carolina, so I will be glued into that for my weekend festivities. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gravy Dell the Great, he's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.